Third quarter about to begin. 14 apiece, Chillicothe and St. Pius. Chillicothe will be going from left to right across your radio dial, or north to south. St. Pius will be receiving at the south end of the field and be going right to left. Jamison Carr marching off his steps. 12 minutes on the clock. Pius has two men standing at the 10-yard line to catch it. A high kick fielded at the 11-yard line.
Good job.
Nice kickoff coverage.
I think that's number 39. That is Joseph Toulos. Great tackle right there.
The former Cameron athlete whose dad went to Chillicothe High School here. He was also, from what I understand, quite tall, like Mr. Tullis is.
Oh, it's Tullis, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I apologize.
He's probably used to it. And ball returned to the 26-yard line, so about a 15-yard return. And we got receivers to both sides. Drops back, wants to pass the left side. Flats, overthrows out of the backfield, number 9.
Brad Haynes in coverage, and that's a good start right there for Chillicothe. That's what they want to do. They want to force Pius to try and do something a little bit different. Didn't get a lot of pressure on him, but that's fine. But
yeah,
defensive line wants to keep him right in the pocket. Don't want to let him get to scramble too much.
Just a poorly thrown ball, too. All right, man in motion to the backfield. It's an option toss. And still on his feet.
Ooh,
and,
ball.
Oh, he loses the football. Cover it. It's a dive for the football. He looks like he went to toss it back to the quarterback or something because they're still behind the line of scrimmage. But it's going to be a loss of several yards. And I think they recovered
Yep.
It was recovered. Recovered by Pius.
Good pursuit by Chillicothe there. On that pitch, Isaac Washburn, Colton Sewell, Brock Ward was there, Isaiah Keeley's there. So just defensively, they're swarming around to it. That ball pops out. It almost looked like it hit Isaac Washburn right in the chest, and he tried to catch it and wasn't ready.
Loss of 8, 3rd and 18 now for St. Pius. Can we make a statement stand here? You're going to toss it deep. Didn't field it inbounds and lost it anyway. So great double coverage that time by Ward and Sewell. And that's kind of your Chillicothe. That's what you're hoping they could do.
That's exactly what you wanted to do.
Force them three and out. Keep that momentum that you generated for your team with that half-ending scoring drive.
You've got them deep. They're kicking from the 18, which is excellent.
Yep. Punter is checking to make sure they got the right complement of players.
Chillicothe return men are Sewell and I think that's Rashi. Ooh, punt block. Oh.
And it skims out of bounds at about the 41-yard line, so Chillicothe will take over.
No, they're going to call personal foul, roughing the kicker.
I can only...
I thought he got a piece of that ball the way that ball came off.
So now much for the hope.
That's 15 yards.
It'll still be fourth down unless it's an automatic first down.
I can't remember if it's an automatic first or not.
It will be fourth.
Yep, they're moving the chain, so it's an automatic first down.
So
see that?
Well, that is disappointing, but that's okay. Keep trying, and good things will come your way.
Well, the way that ball came off, I'd have bet $100 that ball got tipped.
Ball is at their own 33-yard line. Fresh set of downs, 1st and 10.
But the good thing is they did it once. They're going to do it in 3 more downs. That's what they need to do.
Drops back, passes over the right side. Good coverage. Short gainer to number 14. Dieter with a catch. It's going to be a gain of about 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Gain of 5, 2nd and 5.
So right now,
38-yard or 37-yard line.
Chillicothe just wants to make sure that those receivers are in front. Short routes, bother the pass. Defensive line has to get their hands up when they see that, when they see him getting ready to throw.
It's actually second and six after a four-yard catch. Good tight coverage that time. Two receivers to the left. A receiver and a tight end to the right. Pius puts a man in motion. Inch keeps it himself. And he's dropped at about the 40. It'll be a third down. Good hard hit on him that time.
Good tackle. They faked a jet sweep. And the defensive end actually went for the jet sweep action. And the quarterback, Mock, came right back, kept it, and went right underneath that defensive end. So you got a third and two on the St. Pius 41.
41, yeah. Third and two on the 41. Chance for another good third down play here. Two receivers wide to the right. Tight end receiver to the shallow or to right side of the field. Two wide to the left. Quarterback scramble, and he's got a first down. Someone tried their best to bring him down to the back, but couldn't quite. Kind of over-pursued him just a little bit.
Yeah, they came up a little too. It was a quarterback counter. They came up just a little too much on the for those lead blocks and allowed him to get up underneath. He needed two and ended up getting nine.
First and 10 from their own 48-yard line. 9:07 opening drive of the second half. Score tied at 14, Chillicothe and St. Pius High School football. Chillicothe homecoming. Pius drops back. Pass is intercepted. Or was it
dropped?
Well, in his defense, that is a lineman, Isaac Washburn, that almost had glory written all over him.
Oh, that was perfect. You know, that's twice this drive that Isaac had the ball just popped right into him. Great job. He's sliding out there in the coverage. You know, linemen, we just get a bad rap sometimes for not being able to catch a ball.
I was glad he made a play and it wasn't complete to the other team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a give up the middle. Oh, nice job.
Great
stacking
job.
Up the defense stacked up. In there is
and that's
a whole
Isaac
bunch
Washburn.
Of people. And Brock Ward is in there getting busy.
Isaac Washburn got, you know, led that tackle right there again, making good plays. It's good to see him back on the field.
Third and nine will give him a short yard gain. Third and nine from their own 49-yard line. 8:30 left to play third quarter, tied at 14 apiece. Pius looking for a third down 9-yard play. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Deep snap, looks left, completes it at the line of scrimmage, and he's dropped right there for a gain of maybe one.
Brock Ward on that, coming in from his inside linebacker position on that screen. Good job. Great standby deep by the defense there.
And he's across midfield to the 40 to the opposing 49. So it is a 40-yard pass. No, it's a 2-yard pass. Fourth and seven, just across midfield.
Now, Pius is lined up in a – this is kind of weird. They're able to do anything out of this formation.
Man in motion to the right side, drops back. On a fourth down, under pressure, stacked up and dropped for a loss. The
and
3 yards they gained before, they lost it too. Is that Washburn again?
Nope, that is Donald McCracken.
The McCracken unleash the McCracken, baby.
Great job. Defense did a fantastic job recovering off of that personal foul to make that stand. And that's a good job by it right there, because the last time Pius punted the ball, they were lined up in that same formation. It was a little pooch kick. So they were showing he could have run the play the way he did. He could have kicked the ball. He never knew what he was going to do. So that's a good job by the defense.
7:29 left in the third quarter. Chillicothe gets it at the 49-yard line for first and 10. 49-yard line of Pius. Drops back. Toss sweep to the left side. Cam Ward drags the tackler for a 2-yard gain. They stood him up at the line of scrimmage, tried to ankle tackle him, but Ward able to drag him.
I like when Cam runs. He has that ability. He's such a strong runner. It's going to take more than one person to take him down. He runs really well in open space. Had Colton Sewell out there blocking on the perimeter for him. For, that way he can get off.
14 apiece, Chillicothe and Pius. Chillicothe with the ball from the Pius 47-yard line. Second down, give right up the middle. Oh, a nice big gain. Let me get the check the number on that.
That's Dawson Wheeler.
And that is Wheeler. I wanted to make sure.
That's just, you know, right there.
That's nice,
all
solid running. That's all the way down to the 41-yard line, a gain of six.
That's a six-yard line surge by the front five right there, and Dawson Wheeler didn't get touched until the sixth yard of that run.
Third and two at the Pius 41-yard line. Chillicothe's opening drive of the second quarter, of the second half. And Winder takes it on the sneak.
Tough
close.
Tell.
No, he needed two. He gained one, so it'll be fourth and one.
Yeah.
Fourth and a very short one. So if he can do that same thing again.
Mm-hmm. Now you got Pius with nine people up there on the line.
And, yeah, he got the first down and an extra couple of yards.
Great line
great
surge
right
there.
Great surge, yeah. By Dush, the center, God, and Hopper, the guards, Swift and Washburn, the tackles.
That's just a pride thing for O-line right there. You just, we're going to, we need 1 yard and we're going to get three.
Yeah. So first and 10 from the 38-yard line, 5:42 left to play. Second half still tied at 14 apiece. And that's a nice little handoff and a run up the middle
for Dawson Wheeler
across the 35 to the 34-yard line, a gain of four, second and six.
Right now, Chillicothe's just imposing that run game on Pius with those front five. And they're doing exactly what they want to do.
Starting to wear them down a little bit. And it's a give to Ward. Ward finds a hole to run through and gets another couple of 3 yards. You know, they Pius is playing without their lone senior lineman.
Right.
Their lone senior starter at all. So, and he's a two-way starter. So that can have an effect on a young team.
It can. But the thing that I really credit Chillicothe for is they run – this offense is not a fancy offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. And it's just, it wears you down to the point where you try and guess something.
Third and four, Winder rolls right, tucks it in, takes it himself, finds a hole, gets a first down and more inside the 35, inside the 25 to about the 23. A nice job by Winder. He wanted to roll out of the pass, saw an opening, made a great decision, and gets a first down. We'll call it about the 23-yard line.
Almost looked like he was... I don't know. I saw Isaac Washburn blocking downfield, so it's probably a good thing that he tucked that ball and run.
Ward in motion, or check it. That is Rashi in motion. Takes the handoff, goes off right side from his wing back, left wing back spot. Crosses the 20, so a gain of about three that time. It's right just a smidge across the 20. We'll call it second and seven from the 20. Second and six. As long as you get it across where you need to do, who cares what second down and what. Second down, touchdown to go. There we go. Winder bends under center, drops back, fakes a handoff, play action pass. He's got double coverage inside and almost brought it down, but good coverage that time. That was intended for Rashi.
I think that's
he was double covered.
I think that's Julius Humphrey, isn't it?
Is it nine instead
of
eight?
Yeah, that's nine.
Yeah,
yep.
That's nine. Okay, Humphrey.
Yeah, it was good protection up front. Kind of really the only option where he had everybody else on a play fake or play action. Julius was the only receiver downfield. And good double coverage by Pius.
Ward in motion to the left. He's looking for a block, dances off one tackler, loses the football, recovers it, and he will lose a couple of 3 yards. It'll be fourth and long for the Hornets. That play just never developed. The blocks just didn't develop.
Yeah, Pius is playing. They're not attacking. They're playing patiently, and they're scraping flat. So you have to go, as a perimeter blocker, you have to go to that person and to that defender and then they're able to create a different angle by the time you get there.
Loss of two that time. It'll be fourth and nine from about the 22. Fourth and eight, maybe. Drops back. Winder wants to unleash it. He's got Humphreys down there again. Instead, he goes opposite side. And nope, didn't get it. Fourth down. Didn't work. Incomplete pass. And Chillicothe is back on defense now. He had two receivers. Went for the one on the left side back of the end zone and just overthrew him a little bit. Would have been a tough catch to make anyway.
I don't think anybody could have come down with that ball inbounds anyways as far as that was thrown.
So, 2:48 in a very slow, methodical third quarter on both sides of the football. No one has scored yet in this third quarter. Pius will take over with 2:48 left to play in the third quarter at the Chillicothe 22-yard line. First and 10, Pius, two receivers to each side. Now we got one in motion to triple up the left side. A handoff. Looking to find a hole, finds one for a nice little 9-yard gain that time by number nine again. He's had a pretty decent game. Picks up nine for number nine. It'll be second and one from the 31-yard line thanks to Robbie Sharp, a 5'7 sophomore.
Defensively, they simply, Chillicothe has to stay in position and keep everybody in front of them.
All right, two receivers on each side, hand off to the tailback. Was that a fumble? Did I see him drop the ball?
No, I didn't think
but
so.
But it was stacked up at maybe the line of scrimmage. Might have got a yard.
He needs a yard, but it doesn't look like they're going to give it to him, or just barely. They're going to measure. They're going to bring that out and measure.
All right, so they'll bring the flag out. It's going to be close. I think it's going to be just a little bit short on the third down attempt. Or no, that was second down.
You know, defensively right now what has to happen is, you know, Chillicothe has to just play within themselves. And not
first down.
Not try and do too much. Coach Smith is coaching them up to the best. I know the best he possibly can. But if they're over pursuing or they're running or not watching their keys right now, they're reaching out. They're not really in position to make tackles. They're almost making arm tackles. And they've got to just get that fixed, and they're going to be okay.
First and 10 for Chillicothe. Still tied at 14. Minute 48 left in the third. Slugfest going on. Pius and Chillicothe. Pius drops back, wants to pass.
Mm.
Under pressure and dropped. Good job sticking with it.
Isaac
Washburn. Number 79, Isaac Washburn.
Great push. That was caused initially by, who's coming on? Is that 64? That's great push right there by Luke Hopper up front. And then forced Mock to get out of the pocket. And Washburn was able to finish that up.
Loss of four, a four-yard sack for Isaac Washburn.
And that's exactly what the defense needs right now to kind of give them some spirit back.
Two receivers to either side for St. Pius. And it's a quarterback keeper. He's going to run with it, and he's not going to get much. He'll get the 4 yards he lost previous play back, and that's about it. It'll be third and 10 as he goes off to the right side.
Can't tell. Who is that? That's Isaac Washburn again that made that tackle. That's he's having a great defensive game.
He is.
Fumble recovery almost possible. You know, pass deflected, should have been an interception.
Third and
a couple of sacks.
Third and 10 now for St. Pius from their own 32-yard line. Put three receivers to the shallow right side of the field, one to the wide open left side. Quarterback drops back, looks left, fires left.
Pitch and ladder.
And hook and ladder to number nine is the final recipient of the ball. I missed who that was initially completed.
That was 2:14 Dieters. And then made the pitch to number nine, Robbie Sharp. I never know how to score those.
Well, the
if it's a run and then
the receiving yards to the guy who received it, and then running yards for the final. But he gets it up to the 44-yard line. So the end of result is a 12-yard play.
You know, and that's got to be a symbol right there. It's got to be a signal to Chillicothe that,
yeah,
that
hey, that's a second week in a row someone's tried that.
Right, trying to trick play. One, we got to be in better position. Or two, if they're resorting to trick plays, you got to be ready.
All right, Pius, fresh set of downs. Still on their side of the field. Looks left, looks right, dances around. Under pressure from McCracken. Hit as he throws it away. No one anywhere in the neighborhood.
Good coverage, good pressure all the way around. Great job by the defense.
So it'll be second and 10 now from their own 44-yard line. And that's the end quarter. Fourth quarter is next. We're still tied at 14 apiece. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.